Okay, let's get into Parshas Ekev Tav Shin Pei Hei, and we are back in Beit Shemesh, and we are in the Parshios. So much chizuk that's given to by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, so many mitzvos and encouragement. And we'll start off with a thought that we like to mention. We mentioned it 7-8 years ago, but it's one of my favorite. So the Archaim HaKadosh on the beginning of Paraches. So the Torah tells us, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom tishbrun lasos. All the mitzvah that I command to you today to do, you shall guard, you shall keep. L'man tichyun u'revisem, so that you shall live and you shall multiply. U'vasem v'irishtem es ha'aretz, and you shall go in and inherit and conquer the land asher nishba Hashem la'osechem. You shall conquer the land that Hashem has given you. Rashi already notes, Chazal, kol ha-mitzvah. Rashi first says, kipshuto. What does kipshuto mean? Mitzvah means mitzvahs. Don't be medayik that it says singular. It means all the mitzvahs. That's kipshuto. U'medrash agada, but the medrash says, ha-mitzvah, why is it in the singular? Not kol ha-mitzvos do all. Kol ha-mitzvah, im hetchalta b'mitzvah, gomarota. If you finish the mitzvah, if you started the mitzvah, make sure to finish it. Sheina nikreis b'ha-mitzvah el al shem ha-gomra. Because the mitzvah is only called based on the one who finishes it. Right, Yosef's bones that Bnei Yisrael carried up. Bnei Yisrael carried it up. Follow Moshe Levadu Nesasik Bam Lalosam. Moshe Rabbeinu carried them up all the 40 years. But they did the last little bit. Ella, yes. Lefisha lo hispik lagomra vagamro Yisrael. Since Bnei Yisrael finished it, Nikreis al Shmam. It's called on their name. So that's called Hamitzvah. Rashi has two pshatim. The Archaim HaKadosh has a third pshat. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Source number one. Tzarech ladas ma mitzvah hizos. What is the mitzvah referring to? Va'od alukvar amar ekev tishmu'un ushmartem vasisa. It already says, based on the mitzvahs that you do, you shall guard them, you shall do them. Umam akam machzor lomar kol ha-mitzvah. What's this adding? Achein heino ish Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, this man. Hiskil belibos b'nei Adam. He understood the hearts of people, the psyche of people, ki ruach echad yat'eim kekatan gagadol, that there is a spirit that could cause them to wander, yat'eim, v'hu sulam laham it b'avodas Hashem, and it is a ladder to minimize in avodas Hashem, v'latzeis b'derech hachayim, and to go out from the path of life, v'hu, what is that? What is this pernicious attitude that Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to? Ki basos ha'adam mi mitzvah Hashem bezo gimol me'ashar tivoena. Person does mitzvah Hashem, numerous mitzvah Hashem, umagan michachziku ba'achas because mitzvah Hashem betmidus. Ubizrizus, especially if somebody commits and does a certain mitzvah with such alacrity and such consistency. Yivaleid bahem hola dara'a. It could chas v'shalom breed a certain type of attribute, lehis atzel b'shar ha-mitzvahs ha-boyim li-adam. To be lazy with other mitzvahs, regarding the other mitzvahs. You could focus on one and think that I don't have to do all the others. Uma gam, im yiyu bi-adam, kama v'kama me-ha-mitzvahs, she-tamalei nafsham b'ksas me-ha-mitzvahs. And surely, if he has a numerous mitzvahs that he does, and this is such a widespread attitude. Even those that follow in the ways of Hashem, to focus on some, and if I focus on these, I don't have to focus on the other parts of my avodas Hashem. Lahavzos hamitzvos hakalos, to disgrace and to leave over other mitzvos. Birosam shehem lom de Torah makaymi rov mitzvos. Because after all, you know what I learned Torah? Like Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva. I learned Sosa Nesivis and Rabbi Kiva Eger all day. I'm going to do Chumash and Rashi. Mitzvah Kala. We're mevazet. V'zehu kiyasovev yisurei ha'anashim. And this causes so many problems. V'yima'it b'kvodam. V'yirb'u gnusam. V'yashpil adam v'yashoach ish. It causes us to bend. It causes us to be low. Because it's such a dangerous, viewpoint that we might have. That's what the Navi is saying in his Tochacha here. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Tochacha. V'amar kol ha-mitzvah. You focus on some mitzvahs, no, it's a package deal. It's a package. Yiches l'klolis ha-Torah l'mitzvah achas. All the Torah, all the mitzvahs are looked at as one mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvah. There's 613, but all the mitzvah. V'tziva al-kula l'val yit'eh b'shigayon ha-nizkar. Don't make that mistake. The above-mentioned mistake. And now, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, continue reading the Pasuk. The Torah explains why it's such a dangerous attitude. Kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvah. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, all the mitzvah that I am commanding you today, Tishma Lassos, you shall guard. Why? V'nasan tam she'en alav tshuva, now continues the Aruch Haim. V'yomar l'man tichyun uvasem, so that you shall live. What does that mean? You shall live, do all the mitzvahs that you shall live? So he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar on line 16. Ki ba'adam yesh ramach evarim v'shas agidim. As we know, other achronim quote this Zohar also. There's 248 limbs, 365 sinews. Ukenegdam ba dvar Hashem lishmar shasa mitzvahs lo sase v'ramach mitzvahs sase 365, 248. They're parallel. Like the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makkah says that about the 248, 365 are the days of the year. Similar type of chazal. But there's a parallel part of our body that is connected each of the mitzvahs. V'hine, remember the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the Hakdamah to Chelek Gimel, where he talks about it must be some major parts of the body are connected Shabbos. The heart, the brain, the lungs, something. V'hine, yisha'er ha'adam, bevo al ever ogid echad. A person will estimate when he comes to a certain limb, eizem mechush omachov, a person will have a certain type of uncomfortable feeling, a pain. V'yitzlag libo ba'oy vavoy. And he'll be upset, and he'll cry, mimach ovo, from its pain. Hey, mikabel ma'anel et sa'ako. Will he be happy if he goes to a doctor, and he cries about he's in pain? If the doctor says to him, be'emar lo, ha'lo lecha ramach evarim, u'bahem ramash lemim. You have 247 limbs that don't hurt you. So you have one that hurts you. What's the big deal? 247 are good. That's enough. No, bitul barov. V'im chelech me ramach yechle. So if one of the 248, you have plenty of good ones, plenty of healthy ones. Says that's what's going on here. As we just said, the mitzvahs are connected, the limbs and the sinews. And if a person is mevatel and ignores one of them, you're going to feel it. You know, let's say you have a pain in one of your legs. You're going to start limping. So you're going to put too much pressure on the other leg, and that's going to start hurting eventually. Ukeshem she'ein shuvas brius ramaz mo'eles la'avir hergish ke'eva ever tashlum ramach. Just like the healthiness of 247 doesn't remove the pain of the one limb that is hurting you. Kamochein. So too, 247 mitzvahs asay is not mashlum l'chisaron. Ha'echad tashlum ramach. You can never, make it up. Ukamochin, similarly. Lo yashlim shmira shin samach dalin mitzvahs lo saseh. If I keep 364 lo saseh and only violate one, so the 364 doesn't cover up. Lebitol echad tashlum shasa. Vehu ma'amar. So now you understand the pasuk. Kol ha-mitzvah, the entire mitzvah. Do all the mitzvahs, all the package. Pierce bichlo alusa. Shalo yechzar kol shebiyadcha. La'asos ishron la'asos. And you have to do all of them. Tishmarun la'asos. He says that's a remez. Tishmarun lo saseis. La'asos asei. Pirish be'mitzvahs lo saseis. Be'mitzvahs asei. Va'tam and why? After the esnachta. L'man tichyun. So that you live. Zetoli bazeh. Uksha ata mechaser achas b'kol ha-mitzvahs. Ata mechaser kenegdo chiyus ever echad. And if you take out one of the mitzvahs, you're going to lose one ever. You're going to lose that vitality. V'im tomar. And then he says, and you might say, one second, it's not a parallel. Yishtana ha-mashal animshal. Isn't there a difference? Sha-mashal shehu hergish ever echad, lefishu machiv l'kol achdus haguf, ba-shegen ha-mitzvahs. What do you mean? One limb. You understand, there's one organism. So all the limbs of the body are connected in the one organism. The mitzvahs? Is it one organism? One, but, lazeh ba-mamra anavi b'lashen zeh. That's kol ha-mitzvah. Yeah. It's one. It's unified. One organism. Pirish, Hagam mitzvahs HaTorah. La'achas yechashvu. They're like one. Hagam sherabim b'minyan. Even though there are many. There's many. There's more than 613 parts of the body too. Yisod echad u'binyan echad heim. U'meyati yishavim mamish l'dimyon haramus. And that's what's connected. And that's what we say. Beautiful. So that's the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Again, I think it's been almost a decade since we last mentioned it. something that we take with us. Okay. Continuing in Paraches. So we have Birchas HaMazon, which we're not going to focus on now. Almost every other pasuk is about the godless of Eretz Yisrael. Says the pasuk, Pentocha v'sava hishar malacha, after Sheni. Pasuk says, gotta be careful. Hishar malacha pitishkach as Hashem alokecha, you might forget Hashem. Lavilti shmar mitzvosav chud mishpata v'chukosav, you won't keep all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Pentocha v'savata, you might eat, be satiated, uvadim tovim tivnev v'yashavta, and you will have houses, and you'll settle in them. Uvakarcha v'zarcha yirbiyun, you'll have a lot of cattle, v'kesav yirbiyun, you'll have all the amazing things. Pasuk yadalet v'ram levavechla. But you might forget, and your heart will be raised up. You might come to forget Hashem. That is, took you out of Mitzrayim. You'll forget Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. That took you through the desert for 40 years. Nachash, Sarafa, Akrav, protected you from all the elements. V'tzimaon asher ein mayim, and a thirst. Hamotzi l'chamayim Yisroel chalam, Hashem gave you water. Machach, man ba'midbar. He protected you from the animals. Then he gave you water. He gave you man. Asher lo yadon avosecha. Ba'alman anoschol and alman anososecha. Le'tivcha bachri secha. It's all for your goodness. But you might say, you might forget all this and say, kochi v'otzim yadi, asa li esachay lazeh. It's me. It's my own strength. My own talents. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, v'zacharta as Hashem alokecha, ki hu anosin l'cha koch la'asos chayel. Hashem is behind you. You do it. You do the chayel, but Hashem is the nosin l'cha koch la'asos chayel. L'man hakem is briso, so that he fulfills his promise to the avos. Ask the Ksav Sofer, how in the world, as Moshe Rabbeinu himself just mentioned, all of the nisim, the man, and the anan, the akavod, and the be'er, how would we think that it's not, we wouldn't ascribe it to Hashem? No, we've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't so much. All of a sudden, we'll forget about him. All of a sudden, we'll think of V'ram Levavecha V'shakochi Ba'otzem Yadi. How are we supposed to understand that? Why would we think that that's a possibility? And he quotes the Ramban, who already is bothered by this. Second line. Farhigesh HaRamban Al Tshuvazu. The Ramban already is bothered by this. Chasha Shiyidamu Bilvavam Ki Bekocham Asu Kala Melchamos. Right, he'll think that through his own power, he did all the, he won all the wars going into Eretz Yisrael. Ubamayotziu hadavar mi libam. How could they think this? Because of Shiyasimo libam ki Mitzrayim lohayim alumdei melchama. They realize because in Mitzrayim they weren't experienced at all in warfare. For you chalashim umikal makam nitzchu. And even so, they were menatzeach. They won. Why would they think that? Right, that it says that. He quotes from the Ramban, "Mikomakom natzchu," that they saw, that line five. The Rogi Hakadosh Baruch Hu ozer lohem. They realize Hashem's helping them because they were not experienced in warfare. The Malei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ozram. Right, if Hashem wouldn't help them, they wouldn't be able to survive. But he said it's still hard to fit into the words. V'zacharta. Remember, as Asher Hashem Alkecha, what Hashem did for you in Mitzrayim. Right, two mentions of what to remember. Vinirali says the Ksav Sofer, line 6. Kishenavin be'emes heich yalo alibam leimer kochi votzim yadi. How would they come to say it's on my own power? La'acher shebro nisei Hashem v'niflos b'mitzrayim. After everything that they saw, the miracles. Ve'achilam mam ba'midbar heich yalo alibam kichochem votzim yadi pa'al kol ha'malchamos. How would they think it was their own strength? The lo bashkachas Hashem. How in the world? They saw the miracles. Avonir Ali, Hemshach HaMikros Kachu, says the Ksav Sofer, read the psukim, and you'll understand. Go straight. Shemaschil beveram levavecha. Start with Pasuk Yudalad. Veram levavecha, your heart will be raised v'shachachta. Hamotzi acha. Your heart will be raised up, and you will forget that. Now he mentions all the nisim. Hamotzicha meretz, maybe Hashem took us out of the yam. Hamalich ba'midbar, hamalichel man ba'midbar. All the nisim. V'yamarta bilvavcha. And after all the nisim are mentioned, you'll say, Pasuk Yuzayin, kochi va'otzem yadi. Why? Da'hayna la'ach, asheru nisi Hashem sha'asalahem, heim shalom b'derech ha'teva b'mitzrayim. They saw all the unbelievable miracles in Egypt. Lo ha'yutzrichem la'roch milcham. But they didn't have to fight a war in Egypt. Right? Hashem fought for them. Hashem li'yilachem lachem v'atem tachrishun. They did nothing. V'asa nisim ba'midbar b'makam nachar saraf. And in the mud, obviously, naturally, b'derech ha'teva, they couldn't survive. Hashem protected them from the dangerous animals. V'chilamon hakol shalom b'derech ha'teva. All of a sudden now, v'shuv b'hachnisasam la'aretz archu milchama kiderech melchamos malchios. All of a sudden, they're coming in there to Israel, they have to fight wars. There's a little bit of miracles also, but they're not just sitting back and doing nothing. Remember Yeshua, the whole ambush, some of them are going to go over there. It's within, you know, there is some miracles, the walls of Jericho, but there's still a battle. Well, if Hashem was here, we wouldn't need any of this, any shtadlus at all. If Hashem was here, really, it must be us, because if Hashem was here, we wouldn't need to have any hishtavlus. That's what will mislead them. And they'll think, because it's b'derech hatev, is that totally out of the ordinary? It must be us, it must not be Hashem. That's the read the psukim. Right, how could you forget? But the pasuk is explaining all the miracles. Right, then you'll say, why did we have to fight? It must be because, you know what, earlier they were on a different level. Right, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, before the Cheta Egel, that's really, right, the next enemy, before the Cheta Egel, they were on a level that remember the existence of Luchos Rishonos. The Gemara says, Luchos Rishonos, we will never have to fight any battles, we will never go into Golos. Lo Yadu Ki Bochi, Yisrael Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, when we were on that level, Lo Tzrichem Lios Molum De Melchama, Shiflo Aveyam Tachtam. We didn't need to have battles and to have soldiers pre-Egel. Masha'enkim Ksheinim Adre Gazos, but since the Egel, we're not on that level. We need Hishtavlos, we need to fight our own wars. Ki B'shas Matan Torah Hayu Cheiris Meha'umos, at the time of Mamre Sinai, all the nations were freed from them. Ki Anosin Alav Ol Torah Porek Mimenu Ol Malchus, V'chala Porek V'chulu Me'ata. That is why Omer, Ki Gashar Yazim Mitzrayim Hayu Al-Menashe Kabla Torah B'Sinai. And there was Shomri Torah, we wouldn't have to use any weapons. But line 24, Avalacha Shasua Egel Lo Hayiruyim, we weren't Ra'ui that Shuv B'schus HaTorah V'lo Hayu Od Cheiris Miha'umos Kasher Keinu Odena, like we're still in the same state post-Egel. V'lo Hayiruyim Shuv L'Knis HaSa'aretz Rach L'Kayim HaShvua. So Hashem let us in because of the Shvua, but we had to fight our way in. We had to partner with HaKadosh Baruch. Hashem wasn't going to do it himself. And that's what we're in now. But that's why they didn't realize, that's why they might forget, because they might think, oh, it's not totally miraculous. What's the message? Even if it's not totally miraculous, Kodesh Baruch Hu is there. Rather, the Shechina is there, the battlefield, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, and therefore one has to note that that was the potential mistake then, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was warning them about. Okay. Moving right along. Beautiful Medrash coming up. Beginning of Perek Tes, we have a Shema Yisrael, right? Not the only Shema Yisrael. We had a Shema last week. So Shema Yisrael, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. Ato ver hayom asei ardein lavo l'reshes goyim. Dolim atzumim mecha. Listen, O Israel. You are passing the Yarden today to go to conquer nations greater than you. Gedolim Atsumi Mecca. Rashi quotes, you are Atsum, but they're Atsum from you. Arim Gedolos Uvitzuras Bashamayim. Cities that go up to heaven. Again, an exaggeration, Rashi said earlier also. Am Gadol V'aram B'nei Anakim. Not just cities, but the people. They're giants. Asher Atoya Data V'Tashamata Mi Yis Yatsi L'fnei B'nei Anakim can stand there V'yadat Hayom, and you'll know I am a Hashem Eish Ochla, and I can help. So the Medrash picks up on the word Shema Yisrael, beginning of source number 3 in the Menachem Sion. Rav Sachs, the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach, says the Menachem Sion, quoting the Medrash in the beginning of Dvar, Mara lo mar lohen kan Shema Yisrael. What's Shema doing here? Rabbanan Amr l'mada v'doma l'mel shekidesh matrona b'beiz margaloyos, a king that gave 2 diamonds to a woman to marry her. Avdach, as man, she lost one of them. Amr le'a melech avata acha shemiyas hashniya. The king says, you better be careful with the second one. Right, you lost one, okay, but don't lose the other one. So too, Hashem sanctified us with Nase v'Nishpa. We lost the Nase, Moshe says, don't lose the Nishpa. Don't lose what you have left, the Nishma, that's Shema Yisrael. Shema, listen, the nishma. Make sure you take care of that nishma. So what exactly is the message of this medrash about the two parts of our commitment that Maamar Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on both? Says the Menachem Tzion, Hayadus miskayemes u'mishtameres edei shnei dvarim. As we know, Yadus is miskayem on two things, or two areas of our Avodas Hashem. Al yedei nishma, haynu shmias haTorah v'limuda, learning Torah. She mificha nishmas ha'am chayim b'lom deha. Right, it breathes in life into those who learn it. Asher nasal on Torah's emes v'chaye olam nata b'zuchin. It's life. B, so number one, nishma, by learning. B, two, nase, by doing. Haynu kiyam mitzvos masios. V'halicha b'mesaras avos, and going in the pathways of our forefathers. Ha'avira ha'toratit v'ha'mitzvatit, shebog delam abanim b'odam b'ibam, the amazing Torah religious atmosphere that we grow up with, mekasheros osam b'kesher amitz v'kashe Yisrael. We are connected. That's nase v'nishma. These are the two acts of Kiddushin that Hashem gave us, and we are sanctified through that. Number one, by learning Torah, that's Nishma. And number two, by Maisa HaMitzvahs, which is Naaseh. Those are the two parts of our Avoda, co-parts of our Avoda. V'ka Asher, line 10, Magiat Kufa Sheha Naaseh Misrofeif. If you come to time that the Naaseh, the Kiyam HaMitzvahs, could use some Chizuk, Hainu shekiyam mitzvos maasios nechlash, they've been weakened. Ha'avira misrokenes mitochan Yehudi v'misores avos ne'elemes, and we're losing the misora, we're losing the atmosphere. Us, what do you have to focus on? Focus on the other one then. If you're losing the naseh, the way to get the naseh back is by focusing a little more on nishma. Because by learning more, by connecting more, by inspiring more, so then that can bring the Nasa back as well. Says the Menachem Tzion, the end of line 12. Tielachazik es hanishma, haino lahagdol Torah lahadira, vayidei hachyo'as hanishma, harbatzas lafatzas Torah, nuchalachios es hanases. We nishma in a certain way, Torah that inspires, Torah that uplifts. And if we do that, then we'll have both Ketarim back, the Nasa and the Nishma. And that's what he says, we have to scream out, Shema Yisrael, Shema, do the Nishma, Yisrael, hit amsu l'chazekat ha-Nishma, limud the Torah, focus, and everybody has to be kovei itim, v'acharkach bo yavo b'ikvosav gam b'hanase. The Nasa is going to flow from the Nishma. Ha'avira ha-toratit she'tigroris kiyam ha-mitzvos ha-masiyos. Godol halimud shemevi lidei maisa, all the chazals about doing, and learning. Both of those are connected, as we know, but this we have, the Nas and the Nishma, but that's what he focuses on, Shema Yisrael, and the Medrash that is quoted here at the beginning of the, of Dvar. Okay. A machlokes that I don't think we've mentioned in past years, because often sometimes we don't have, Shir and Parshas Ekev, sometimes it's the transition, travel week. But there is a major machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban relating to the Aron and the Pasuk that's commanded, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to salacha, fashion a second luchos. And then he says, Ba'esahi Amar, by Ravi, Perek Yud, Ba'esahi Amar Hashem Eloi, psalacha shnei luchos avanim karishonim, psalacha fashion two luchos like the first ones, va'ale elai ha'hara, and come up the mountain to me, v'asi salacha aron eitz. Make a wooden aron. Make a wooden aron. V'echtov ala ha'luchos es hadver mesher hayu ha'luchos ha'rishon mesher shibarta. Then I, Hashem says, I will write on the luchos the words that were on the first luchos that you broke, v'samtam ba'aron, and then you will place them in the Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Va'as, even though Hashem says, Chazal pick up on this, Hashem says, make the luchos and make an Aron. So Moshe flipped it. Moshe did the opposite. Va'as Aron atzei shitim, I made a wooden Aron. Va'afsol shnei luchos avanim karishonim, I made the luchos. Va'alahara ushnei luchos abiyodin, I went up the mountain with the two luchos in my hand. And Moshe v'yichtov, Hashem wrote on the luchos, k'michtov harishon, es eser shadvarim, he wrote, t'biyamakov v'yitim Hashem ilai, and he gave it to me. and I came down, va'efen va'eir nahar, and I came down with the second luchos on Yom Kippur, va'asim es haluchos ba'aron asher asisi, and I put the luchos into the aron, va'yu sam, and they were there, kasher tzivani Hashem. They were there like Hashem commanded me. So the question is, what aron is this? Is this, we're used to aron from Parshas Truma. Is this the same aron? Like what aron? This is a wooden aron, as we notice. Right, in the Truma, it was a golden, it was three, gold, wood, gold. Right? What's the relationship between this Aron and that Aron? So says Rashi, before we see the Ramban, says Rashi on the Aron. Says Rashi, Bo'esahi, Lusofar Baim Yom, Nisratza Livamar Lipsalacha, V'yachar Kav Vasisalach Aron, and that's Yisi Aron Tchila, Shekshavo Aluchos B'yad Hechanet Neim. V'lo zehu ha'aron she'asa b'tzalah, says Rashi. This is not the same aron that we're used to from the rest of the Torah. Shaharei mishkan lo nes'asku bo'ad achar yom ha'kippurim. Because after all, when did they start with the mishkan? The day after Yom Kippur. When was this taking place? Before Yom Kippur was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second luchos and was ready to put in the aron. And the mishkan wasn't started yet for a few days. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Har Sinai the next day, that's when the Tzivya Mishkan was started. Ubetzalel also Mishkan Tchila. Betzalel made the Mishkan, and ve'acharkach Aaron ve'etzim. He made the outside and he put the inside. V'nimsa zeha Aaron acharaya. So this Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu made after he came down with the second luchos, or beforehand that he put it in, he used it after, is a different Aaron. V'zeu shahaya yotze iman l'malchama. This was the Aron that went out with them to war. This was a different Aron than the one that was in the Mishkan. It was one that went out to war. Va'oso sha'asa b'tzalo, the one that b'tzalo made, that was in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh Kadashim, lo yatzal mechama. It never went out to war. Right? This other Aron went out to war, but not that, except once. Elbi me'eli, one time it went out to war, and tragedy struck. V'net enshu alav, v'nishba, and it was captured. Sashitas Rashi, this Aron was a different Aron than the Aron that's mentioned elsewhere in the Torah. And the Ramban has what to say about that. So we're going to do Rashi and the Ramban. Feel free to do research on the defense of Rashi. But we'll see the Ramban. Says the Ramban, V'asisa lecha Aron Eitz, line 3. Shetasim aluchos betocho. Make an Aron that you can put the luchos in when you go down. V'ahay Aron hazeh kulo Eitz. V'hu, it's all wood. It's like all aronos. You have a wooden box. You have a wooden cover. And the luchos were in there until the mishkan was built. Once the mishkan was built, so then they built a new aron. That's the aron with the, this was a temporary aron that was just there temporarily until they built the Mishkan. Then they built a new aron, gold, wood, gold. As Hashem did not tell Moshe to command Moshe to build an aron for the first set of luchos, because he knew that they weren't going to last. Hashem knew, that doesn't take away the Bechira Chavshas that we had, but Hashem knew, so what, he's going to tell us to build an aron, he knows we're not going to need it. V'tam v'yu sham kasher tzivani Hashem, and also it says the Ramban, the kasher tzivani Hashem, which is later on in Pasuk Hey, shahayu sham achenasa mishkan tzivani. Kasher tzivani Hashem is going on the Mishkan. It'll be in the Aron until I build the Mishkan that Hashem commanded me. V'nasata zakaparis al ha'aron milamala, belonti desu and desu ratani lecha. Zeu hatov ha'yashar b'psukim eila. Says the Ramban, pashim shara, the psukim is not like Rashi. Parshat Pshat of the Psukim is that Moshe built an Aron temporarily until the real Aron was ready. And once that real Aron was ready, they moved the Luchos into the real Aron. And this first Aron they buried. They were gones. Because of Rashi, says the Ramban, quoting Rashi. It's interesting. Usually he quotes Rashi, then argues with him and gives a different shot. Here he quotes his own shot, then he quotes Rashi, then again he'll go back to his own shot. V'lozeu Aron Shasa B'tzal. Shari lo nasaska b'mishkan elachri makipurim, as Rashi said, this was a different Aron. Because they weren't osik in the Mishkan until after Yom Kippur. Kibir Ritzom in the heart, Siva Lam Amalech Hazai Mishkan, Ubetzalo Asai Mishkan, Yacharka Acharon Rekelem, Nimsa Zeachar Haya. And it went out to Milchama, Yozim Alam Milchama, Yozim Alam Milchama, Yozim Alam Milchama, except once. V'divri Agadahim Shematza Kasev B'tanchuma. V'yesh Lishol, says the Ramban on line number 14. V'yachar Shehotzi Misham Aluchos, an unbelievable question. V'nas Namba Aron, Shehotzi B'tzalo, Mahayil Hazai. Even Rashi must agree that once the real Aron was built, they used the real Aron, which never went out, and the Luchos were in the real Aron. So what was in this Aron? It was just an Aron, it was empty. How did it help? They didn't take the Luchos out, so how did it help to go out to war with this Aron that was empty? The Omrim, so some say, Shivrei Luchos Hayusham. The real, the second set of Luchos, the whole ones, that was kept in the Aron that was in the Kodesh Kodashim. But the one that went out to war, that was the Shivrei Luchos. V'chein ba'agada. Says the Ramban, I don't like that pshat. I think that's a dvarim of a yach, minority opinion. Shkach shaninim v'sech shkolim, because so often in Chazal, you find a different pshat. First of all, in Shkolim, Tanya, Behud de Rebbe Loi, Omer, Shnei Aronos Hayu. There were two Aronos. One of Yosef's bones, one's of the Aron. Only two, not three. Right? And in the one, the Luchos and the Shivri Luchos. Munachin ba'oso Aron. That's what we usually assume. That's Rabbi Seinu where it's underlined. B'chol makom b'talmud. Enokin el luchos v'shivri luchos munachin ba'aron. Va'od. And also, you want to see there's another Aron that might have had the second, the Shivri Luchos? Where'd you keep it? Va'od. Ana ya'amod ha'aron hazeh ema luchos harishonos. Kol yimei ha'midbar. Where was this Aron? If you had two Aronos. Ki b'mishkan b'beis kachi ha'kadashim l'achar paroches. Ein shem shtei Aronos. In the Kodesh Kadashim, there wasn't space for two Arons. V'chein Shlomo lo hichnes l'beis kach yakadash al Aron Echad. You'll have a story. Shabbos daf lamed, and the psukim describe it. Aval Aron hazeh shel Moshe. No, this is the pshat when this Aron of Moshe kishen naase Arono shel Betzala. When the eventual ultimate Aron of Betzala was built, Ganzua, they buried it. Kiditash b'shikedusha. V'zo anochan alas Rabbeinu al derech. So that's Rashi's Shita and the Ramban's Shita about the Aronos, about how many Arons there were, and how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make an Aron? What happened to that original Aron? Rashi says it stayed. It stayed forever. There were two Arons. What was inside of that? Kasha. What was it used for? Going out to war. Okay. But the Ramban says, no, there was one Aron. This Aron was temporarily used, and then it was Nignaz, and then it was brought to do the other Aron, the real Aron was brought. Okay, moving right along. Rabbi Sachs, in one of his Svarim, might have had one last week also, about leadership, he talks about with the word that we mentioned before, which comes up often in the Parsha and in the Sefer itself. Right, we have Ahayim Shamoa in this week's Parsha. We had Shema Yisrael last week. We have Ahayim Shamoa Tishmu. We have a lot of shmiya in the psukim and in the Torah, right? V'haya ekev tishmuun, right? The verb shema and im shema tishmu. Rabbi Sachs says here, we often miss the significance of this word because of what I call the fallacy of translatability. That's a Rabbi Sachs phrase. What does that mean? The fallacy, the fake, the falsehood, the assumption that one language is fully translatable into another. Yeah, there's always a word. Okay, you can Google translate. Doesn't always mean exact. We hear a word translated from one language to another and assume that it has the same meaning in both, but often it does not. Language are only partial translatable into one another. Right? Languages can't fully translate. Sometimes there's a word in Hebrew or even in English that just doesn't have a parallel word. You could describe it with like five words. Sometimes there's one word that captures an idea, a reality, and you can't get that in another language. So it happens to all languages. Not all languages are translatable. We hear a word translated from one language to another and assume it has the same meaning, but often it does not. Languages are only partially translatable into one another. The key terms of one civilization are often not fully, turning over, reproducible in another. Reproducible. Right, he said this is particularly so in the case of the Hebrew verb shema, shin mem ayin. Listen, for example, in the way the opening words of Akef have been translated to English. There's a number of words that are all shema. If you hearken to these precepts, if you completely obey these laws, if you pay attention, if you heed, there is no single English word that means to hear, to listen, to heed, to pay attention to obey. But shema includes all of those. Shema also means to understand. Right, when Hashem says, you know, to go down and they could understand each other. Yishma'u. So says Rabbi Sachs, what's the message of Shema? What's the message of Shema? So he says in the following piece, listening is a challenge. Shema. Shema is an avoda. Right? To see something, you don't really have to work so hard. You see it. Okay, you have to focus sometimes. To listen is very challenging. He quotes Viktor Frankl on the right side. He said, who survived Auschwitz, created psychotherapy, Man's Search for Meaning, famous, right? And one time he said he got a call of a patient in the middle of the night who was about to commit suicide. He kept her on the phone for 2 hours, giving her every conceivable reason to live. Eventually, she changed her mind. And when he saw her next, he asked the woman, what made you change your mind? Which of the reasons I gave you? She said, none. What then did change your mind? She replied, the fact that someone was prepared to listen to her for 2 hours in the middle of the night convinced her that life was worth living after all. When you're listened to, when you are acknowledged in that way, then that could be so reaffirming and so self-connecting and self-defining that there's nothing, there's such a power to it. That's one story. Then he quotes another story when he was the chief rabbi. He was involved in resolving a number of highly intractable aguna cases where the husband didn't want to give a get. And we resolved all these cases not by using legal devices, but by the simple act of listening, deep listening, in which we were able to convince both sides that we had heard their pain and their sense of injustice. V'chulu. And that is, listening is intensely therapeutic. We have to listen in order to heal. Then he quotes a story from the 1980s. He said they ran a practical rabbinics program, one of the most advanced ever devised. 3-year program, professionals we called to run the course, v'chulu. And then they said one of the programs that they did was active listening, reflective questioning, but no guidance on the part of the therapist. As the nature of this method, became clear, the rabbis began to object. It seems to oppose everything they stood for. To be a rabbi is to teach, to direct, to tell people what to do. The tension between the counselors and the rabbis grew almost to the point of crisis, so much so that we had to stop the course for an hour for while we sought some way of reconciling what the counselors were doing with what the Torah seems to be saying. That's when we reflected, for the first time as a group, on the dimension of Shema. It's so challenging. Sometimes we just want to talk. We can't even have the patience to hear and to be Shema. And that's what we have to do. We have to do what we can to be Shomim, people who hear, people who listen, people who accept. It's gracious to give money, but it's even more gracious maybe to give time, right? And that's what we have to recognize. And he quotes at the end, when Hashem spoke to Moshe at the Sneh, he said, I am not somebody who has to speak properly. Why would Hashem choose a man who found it hard to lead the Jewish people? Rabbi Sack says, maybe one who cannot speak learns how to listen. Maybe Moshe was a great listener, even if he didn't have the speeches, which he did have, but maybe it's the listening that really drew him in. Okay, we have later on in the Parsha, Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, one of the Sheish Zechiros. It's the one that we really don't for sure know what it's referring to. That's what makes it interesting. We know the Sheish Zechiros, we have Shabbos, and we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, those are Mefurish in the Torah. And we have Har Sinai, that's also Mefurish in the Torah. We have Amalek, we have Maaseh Miriam. We have a number of the Zechiros, but we also have, in this Pasuk, Zechar Al Tishkach Tes Zayin, Eis Asher Eksavtas Hashem Elokecha Bamidbar, how you angered Hashem in the desert. So much you angered Hashem. And it's very not clear, what is this pasuk referring to? That you angered Hashem in the desert. Angered Hashem in the desert. How is that possible? Says the Shemen HaTov in the fourth volume. This is one of the Sheish Zechiros. He mentions that in Sfardi Sidurim, there are 10 Zechiros. He quotes that from the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin as well. Or someone else quotes it in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. He quotes Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who we have mentioned before, who notes that he thinks this is not referring to Chet Egel. In most Sidurim, this pasuk of remember how you angered God in the desert is referring to Chet Egel. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky assumes it can't be, because the very next pasuk, if you look, says, Uvechorev iksaftim, and in Chorev, at Har Sinai, you angered Hashem. So obviously this pasuk can't be talking about Chorev, about Har Sinai, of angering Hashem, the Peronis, whatever is mentioned in Masechet Shabbos. So what is this pasuk referring to? So Rabbi Yaakov says, well, what event happen before, you know, that Hashem angered us, right? What was angry with us? So what else is there? There's not much that happened before the ones that are mentioned here, that before Chet HaEgel. So v'hosif the Yeshalom v'tekol amashikar b'shas kriyas yam. It can't be talking about kriyas yamsuf. Akim bo'ol maskana. So Rabbi Yaakov's maskana on line 7 is the kavanas hakasuf hu l'mashe heilinu b'mara l'mayim ayin shabizarav. So Rabbi Yaakov says it has to do with mara. When we complained about the water, it was a bitter water and it was a bitter tree, and we threw it in and became sweet. Right. The message that we had to learn was that our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not based on logic, and our commitment to Him and His promise to take care of us not based on logic, right? You could have a total, you know, nace, bitter plus bitter equals sweet. So that's what we have to remember. Remember Mara. Bol maskana the kavanas huz l'mashe helinu b'mara l'mayim. V'hosif, and that's why, v'chein nemra inya paraduma b'mara. V'chein inya v'ashlech ez ha'etz. Shehimtim himtik mar b'mara hu kein paraduma. It's like paraduma. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's who it was. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has Shei Zechiros, as we said. Tziva Barichus, he has a Zechiros Yushalayim. Sephardi Sederim have it also. V'liya Yener Lomar. So what is that? It's an important question. What does this Zechar Sherek Safta means? Again, Rabbi Yaakov, it means Mara. Many Sederim say it means Egel, which is difficult because the next Pasuk says Uvachorifik Saftim. Says Shemana Tov, it's not referring to anything specific. I think this is a general Pasuk. Overarching attitude during your years in the desert. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying here. You had an overarching attitude that was not positive. V'liyaya nira lomar, line 16. Da'akasiv koi lo rakal b'inyan misuyam. It's not talking about a specific situation. Ela al kol ta'aluchasam b'midbar shal kol memshana. All 40 years, receive her by midbar. V'zeo shahosef b'pasakan mamim hayisem im Hashem. That's why it mentions here Mamim Hayisem in the middle, which we don't have need that now. Uva Chorev Hiksaftim and Chorev Tihirchiv Dibro Lepratim. Laze Amar Lam Moshe Besof Varv. At the end of this, Moshe says at the end again. Va'Anochi Adati Es Mer Yechai says and Va'Yelech. You need Zechira. So that's what the Shemana Tov says. Maybe this is all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing as well. He's reminding them in general of the difficult attitude that they had. And why is he saying this? Because the danger is much more apparent on the horizon. As long as you were in the Mirsa, when you had the Nisayan of poverty and not relying on, not poverty, they had the money, they had the water, but it was not relying on themselves. They didn't achieve Shlemus again from the times that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mamrim. V'hayu Mamarim harbe pamim. Upamim shemaksifin gamkein. V'yim kein ke'ish atem nechassim la'aretz Eretz Yisrael. T'hiya lechem nisayon ha'osher ala achaz kama v'kama shlo tuchlu la'amod b'shlemus. Says the Shemana Tov. Maybe it's referring to, you've had the challenge of Oni throughout the years. But now you're having the challenge, you're going to have the challenge of Osher. And the challenge of Osher often is much more challenging in terms of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relating to the Kochi Votzim Yadi, V'ram Levavecha. So that's Zecharek Zerek Zavta. Remember how you anchored Hashem and an attitude that you could have of rebelling, of ingracious. That's the Zechira. The Zechira here is the general attitude that happened through Sefer Bamidbar. Okay, one final point for this year, and that is a general question about many psukim in the Torah, including in Shema. And we talk about Avodah Zarah. Talk about Avodah Zarah in Bahayim Shemoa. And every day. Hishamu lachem pen yiftel avachem, lest your heart be turned. Vesartem, va'avantem Elohim achirim. You might come to serve other gods, vishachmisim, and bow down to them. Anybody worshiping other gods these days? But if we're not in the Far East, if we're not so far, like Avodah Zarah is so unlamaisa, right? So paganism, says Rev Soloveitchik in Source 9. We know that Judaism hates paganism, the polytheistic universe populated by a variety of deities and semi-deities. Not today? Reading the Torah, one may naively say that all this was pertinent thousands of years ago when mankind moved in the orbit of polytheism, when worship of the divine was synonymous with the lewd cultic rites of paganism. Read Sefer Malachim, right? They cannot get rid of the bummas. They cannot get rid of the bummas given to even to other gods, right? But we don't have such an avodah zarah. We don't have it. So what's the persistent nature in avodah zarah and avodah zarah so much, right? And the Nevi'im, line 15. Indeed, we still pray to God and plead with Him to wipe out our idol worship for the face of the earth. We say it in Aleinu. And yet, as I walk out of the shul on Rosh Hashanah, I have never noticed a figure of the abominable and cynical Baal with horns, nor a statue of the aging Zeus with his determined and energetic face. Judaism has a different concept of paganism. So what is avodah zarah? Right? If it's so often in the Torah, says Rav Soloveitchik, and others say it too, who then is the perennial idol that man worships, the deity who man adores, the God to whom man is unqualified committed? It is man himself. We put ourselves in the center of the world. The most horrible, repulsive, and menacing idolatrous worship is the deification and absolutization of man. When we look at ourselves as perfect, man may be great, but if we forget even for a fraction of a second that he is also very small, we commit the sin of idolatry. If we put ourselves in the independent realm, that's idolatry. Man is divine. Yes. Yet, when he is not always aware of his satanic nature, he errs and is guilty of a grave offense. So we have to continue what we're doing and to recognize there's no real avodah zarah, but there is an avodah zarah. Don't put yourself in the middle of the world. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the driver. We've mentioned this Sfas Emes, beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Don't be a backseat driver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't sit in your father's seat. Can't sit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seat. Let him drive. Let him get you safely back to wherever you need to go. That is the recognition that we have to have of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center and is the power of everything, and we are not, we cannot worship ourselves. Remember the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kala Koes Kilo Ovid Avodah Zarah, because angry means I put myself in the middle. And we have to make sure that that doesn't happen. So there is Avodah Zarah. There is other Avodah Zarah. Shatav given Avodah Zarah of money, Avodah Zarah of anything else that is so crucial to my life. That's an Avodah Zarah of sorts. But here, definitely, ourselves, we have to make sure that we are not ne'evad, but we are just ovdim. Okay, we will stop here.